Welcome, everybody, to the Voice Chat Podcast, episode 36. My name is Maz from The Amazing.
I'm Laddie.
I'm Rush Lion Beta.
Hey, I'm Gavin, one half of Ashley Steven.
And I'm Steven, one full half of the Actually Steven brand.
A full half?
And my name is Maz. I'm also one half of Actually Steven.
Full hole, I should say.
And I'm Laddie.
Another half of
shit.
Jesus.
Insulting people already. Oh.
Yeah. And this is Steven logs off right then and there.
Hold on.
Before we start, I just want to thank our patrons, especially Deke and Storyteller, Gabriel, Iron Bat, and Anik Zaharan. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. And y'all are watching this and listening to this 1 week early. There you go. If you want to support us, if you want to watch everything early and see our live streams, you can join us on Patreon or channel memberships. And also major thank you for the fan art. This is, first of all, fantastic. Look at this amazing fan art over here.
Look at them, so sick.
We've received a lot recently, and we appreciate y'all.
Love it.
And if you want to check out merchandise, you can go to Voice Chat Podcast. Nope, that's not correct. If you want to check out merchandise, you can go to crowdmade.com/voicechatpodcast. All right. Thank you guys for coming in, Gavin, Steven.
You're welcome. I mean, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
He's just spit on you.
Already so mean to me.
Yeah, well, listen, Steven, your ego is like already floating away. We're like, it's minute two, dude. It's minute two, man.
Listen, Steven over here didn't even know what how to make the color purple. He was like, what makes it yellow and orange? I'm like, yep, that's it.
All I'm saying is to make my color hair, you take cyan and magenta. Uh-huh. You don't take blue and red, you said? No, unacceptable. Those are common colors, commoner colors.
What did fancy you spell colors cyan like? Cyan?
I didn't spell it. I literally took a graphic from the internet and just pasted it here. Plagiarism for the win.
Why do they call it cyan?
I don't know. You guys are the artists, so you tell me.
Cyan is my favorite color, actually.
I don't know how to English properly, but I know how to color properly, bruh.
Freaking hell, dude. Well, listen, actually, did you catch their artist stream last week, all right? They were painting all these, like, stupid-ass paintings in this game. I don't even know what game they were playing.
Paintings. Terrible. All right, that was Passepartout.
Terrible.
But you would know that. It's a French game, okay? It's for the elite scholars.
The petite elite. You just dox them, dude. Canadians? Yeah. No, bro. No. I joined the stream
Canadians
and I'm just like, all right.
Speak French.
I thought they speak Canadianese.
Wait.
That too.
I actually genuinely had like a little bit of a, wait, Canadians speak? And I was like, oh, yep, Quebec. Yep, fair enough. You're right. Oui, oui. But I thought the French in Canada was different from the actual dialect in France.
Dude, yeah, I don't speak French.
But that whip.
No. It actually is. No. Because my French teacher, when I was going through high school, openly admitted, like, if I ever went to Quebec, I would speak at a kindergarten or grade one level just because he learned France French. And apparently that's different. Never been to France. Never been to Quebec. Can't really compare them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how, like, different slang and different words change over time in different areas.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I guess so. No, that's, like, whatever. I went into the live stream watching them play this game, right? And I was just like, yeah, having a good old time, whatever. You know, ragging on them because they were ragging on me. You know, the banter. And I'm like, all right, I'll hop off. I'll get work done. And then I get this constant barrage of tweets and messages on my phone. I'm like, what the hell's happening? And they had apparently drawn me. They just drew me as, like, just garbage.
Pile of turd.
Yeah,
is it just the glasses and the beard?
They wrote "core blimey mate," and then they're like, "This is Maz."
We gave it glasses. We didn't give it pupils. Mate. Yeah.
Shake my dang
that
head.
That is all he says. I've heard him say "blimey" and "mate" all the time.
Conor,
blimey mate.
Wait, how often do like Australians actually use like the slang like that? Dude, where it's like
keen. Often. Yeah, like, some words probably more than others. Like, mate is, like, an everyday thing I use all the time. Even in emails, I will type in mate. Keen a lot, quite often as well. Core blimey isn't very Australian. Like, I don't know. Like, I've heard crikey, but not core blimey. I think that's more British, I think.
Okay.
But like, generally, a lot of the slang we use is often. We use that a lot.
Okay. Because I know, like, for Canadians, we don't actually say A after every sentence.
I say not, A a lot.
Not what? Everything's like a boot.
Huh? Like,
I don't say a boot. Yeah.
The only time I ever say A after a sentence is when I'm making fun of Americans who are making fun of Canadians who are saying it, essentially.
No, Steven, if you're, like, asking a question and you need to make sure that they got it, you're like, oh, what'd you think about that, eh? Because you're...
No, I go, like,
is an invitation, is an invitation for them to chime in.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the slang that people think that, you know, Australians, Canadians use is not used as commonly as they think, but it is used, like, you know, I say mate, but not, like, every two sentences, right? And I'm sure it's the same for you guys.
American slang is?
Yeehaw! How?
Yeehaw!
I use yeehaw every morning.
I say y'all a lot.
Immediately, it was just like four people say yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, Laddie, ask two Americans in the chat.
I think Laddie just said burger.
Burger. I would like a cheeseburger, please.
I mean, it's what we say.
Yeah. And one Coke. Classic American burger.
Burger.
It's so dumb.
Y'all.
Howdy, y'all.
But I think y'all is a good word. Y'all is a word that I use in Australia now. You know.
Yeah, you all.
Yeah.
I type y'all more than I say it.
Me too.
Same.
Yeah.
I say it.
I don't know. I feel like all the dialects and stuff, they just kind of merge into one another. Like, yeah. I think a lot of you guys, Laddie and Rush, I've heard you both of you say keen because of how I've used keen.
Man, fuck you, Maz. You changing up my dialogue, be hanging around you for too much. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll spit on you as well, okay?
Yum.
Don't you get yum? Kind of. Yo, Gavin, listen, don't pretend like you didn't want this.
By the end of this podcast, we'll be drowning in spit.
Finally, my fantasies.
Yeah, I'm not
wrong. Fantasies.
It's Jesus, Rush. Listen, if you keep it hidden, okay? Don't let it be obvious.
You think over millions of years, if humans are still around, we'll just have one language, like mixing them all together, and just call it Earth language?
I think it'll be a dog language. I'm hedging my bets now. We're all speaking one of the language either in India or in China. We're speaking one of them.
Or Spanish.
I think English is pretty dominant. Like, English is currently the dominant language around the world, right?
Is it a fourth course in Japan?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because I see like a lot of anime, they just have like English class. Like, they have to learn English.
Yeah.
Not like.
Because to gain greater economic prosperity and stuff, you do need to kind of know English for business, for medicine, for any job.
So, what
job.
If that changes? What if. Let's say theoretically, USA goes to shit.
Too late.
It's gone. Right? I didn't mean theoretically. Okay.
Like,
have you seen this year? Or?
Exactly. So then there has to be a new superpower that steps up to the plate. I'm just saying, based on population, you got two contenders.
Yeah.
So I'm in my Punjab lessons, and I'm in learning Mandarin.
That's Mandarin, cool. The most non-common one.
No, Gavin's actually on the money, I think, because if you look at it from a population standpoint, the amount of people who know a language, I wouldn't be surprised if English was not number one. Like, Mandarin is the base language of China, so I wouldn't be surprised if that was the number one in terms of pure numbers-wise, right?
Is that the hardest language, the hardest language to learn? I can't English.
One of the
actually
hardest.
English is.
Yeah, English is the hardest. No,
so, as seen by Rush.
Yeah, I think English is actually like one of the easiest languages to pick up, but one of the most difficult to master because of all the rules and exceptions it has.
Other words that mean other words, like bat and bat.
Yeah, whereas languages like Japanese are very straightforward. Like you can have like a lot of poetry within it, but you know a certain word will mean that certain word. You know, there's no confusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mandarin's hard because of the tones. I don't know how to master the tones. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely with like.
Know, like, Mandarin or?
I don't know Mandarin at all. I know, ni hao and xie, but that's it.
Jeez, dude.
The tone is so off. Even I can tell you that, man. Holy moly.
Well, dang. You speak some Australian for me, mate.
Yeah.
Speak some Australian?
Australian is not a language.
Yeah, it could be.
Right. Wait, do any of you guys know another language other than English?
Spanish. I know a good bit of Spanish.
I took a couple classes in Spanish because I live in...
Yeah.
Where do you live? Where do you live? Then?
Place that speaks Spanish.
Yeah, Spain. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
In America, we're majority classes are taken our Spanish classes. Like, we're just you just learn Spanish because maybe you'll need it. And all right.
True. Yeah. True. Yeah. No,
it's just really common for me here. So.
Yeah, it's
just neighboring countries.
Exactly, and there's a lot of crossover in America. But then us growing up, we our family's Cantonese. They're all from Hong Kong, so we learned Cantonese. But I think we're pretty out of practice now.
Gavin definitely knows way more than me because he has to deal with a lot more people on a daily basis. Me, I just hole up in my room and just ignore the entire world. If they don't speak Steven, they don't get to talk to me. That's pretty much my rule.
Just from the sound of that, is Gavin? Do you have a day job? Outside,
no, right now we are full-time students and YouTubers.
Oh, that's awesome.
But beforehand,
are both of you in the same uni?
Yeah, we are.
Same uni, different programs.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what are you guys doing?
Oh, Gavin, you can go ahead first. Oh, you want? Oh. No, you can go ahead first. Really?
Okay, fine. Okay.
No, you.
You got it.
I'm taking right now chemistry and math courses to get my teaching degree, and then after that, I'm probably gonna go do something not with children. No teaching. I'm gonna get my teaching degree and not actually teach kids. That's
yeah,
the life.
Nerd.
Yeah, and then I'm getting a business degree and studying finance and management information systems.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how'd you guys meet? Did you guys
How did we meet?
All right.
Did you guys touch hands? What happened?
Yeah, so basically, it must have been 1996.
Well,
let's see.
Steven, 2 years old or something? How was that
September.
Time?
So in January, my mom and dad, they decided that their life wasn't fulfilled enough. So they do adult things. 9 months later, Steven comes shooting out, right?
Uh-huh.
So everything's so great. 1998 rolls by. Steven is not enough. He's not fulfilling enough. So they repeat what they did last time. And then by God's grace, I emerge, guns blazing, ready and into this world. So we're brothers.
They're
brothers.
You're adopted.
How did you meet, though?
No. How did you meet?
Shut up. You were priming that up. You were like, yeah, I'm going to say this. That's hilarious. No, don't worry. I'm laughing because that's the same thing that I had. There was a live stream that Gavin was doing in Instagram, and I joined in. And I had the same thing because for the longest time, I thought Steven was Korean. And Gavin had said in the live stream that he's from Hong Kong. So I was like, oh, they therefore cannot be related based on my information about Steven.
I was wondering why you burst out laughing. I was like, what?
Why is it funny?
Yeah. So, the reaction was hilarious where it's just like, no. Like, as soon as Gavin started going on that tirade, he's like, well, actually, it was 19 years ago. I was like, you guys are brothers. And he's like, what? No, no, my story.
We let him know the story.
I know. But no, I still maintain that Steven tricked me into thinking that he was Korean to this day.
Oh man!
I know once the worst said, trick. "Yeah, I literally have never once said, oh yeah, I'm Korean.'
No.
Ni hao. Wait a second. Yeah. Wait. No. What's Korean for hello? Annyeong. Annyeonghaseyo.
Onion.
Masama. But that's Japanese. Sarangheyo. Wait, you speak Korean?
No, that was literally I just know K-pop stuff, man. I'm gonna be.
All right, so Stan Luna or what's up?
Always Stan Luna, all right? Never, 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 never trip, okay? Come on. I think that's really interesting hearing about what you guys are doing in terms of university and programming, because what I was interested in, as soon as I realized that Gavin was involved in actually Steven, I think, and you know, this is not a front to Steven in any way, but you can tell definitely that Gavin is more business-minded and business-savvy than...
That sounds like fighting words, Maz.
It is.
Maz. Oh, my God. I still can't pronounce your name, even after, like, 3 years of knowing you. I still don't know how to pronounce your name.
That's hard.
I'm just going to call you The. Hey, The, what's up?
Yeah.
I'm going to call you... I'm going to call you The. This is just too hard at this point.
Bazing.
It's okay. The. But it is fighting words. It's because, like... Like, I think with such a chaotic personality like yours, you definitely need someone who can wrangle the more business side, branding side down, you know? Yeah, it was funny because one of the first videos I saw from actually Steven in which, you know, I was introduced to Gavin was the video in which you guys had Raid as a sponsor. And I was crying laughing because it went from this, you know, both of you being very energetic, bantering with each other. And then it went to Gavin reading off, "Hello, everybody. I am here with Raid Shadow Legends."
All right. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, like, love Raid. Great game. Played a lot. Too many hours in and out. But yeah, that was our first time ever doing a sponsorship plug. And I think it showed a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I know you don't get a lot of them, Moz, but like, when you get a sponsorship and it's your first one. Like, you're nervous. Says, you're so nervous because, like...
Moz's like, channel is way bigger than ours.
Yeah, like... like, even with... like, when I was doing videos, like, way back when with Hosa, I remember one time I had to record some lines for a sponsorship. It was, like, probably, like, a 200... the video got, like, 200,000 views, but, like, I remember doing sponsorship plug, and I was just, like... "Hello, everyone. This is a great game. You should play it." And that was pretty much it. I don't remember what the actual sponsorship was, but like, that's all I remember from, because I was just so nervous. Like, don't screw up, Steven. If you screw up, you have to restart, and it's like, it's bad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I think that's actually really, honestly, understandable. I think that when I had my first... I really messed up my first sponsorship, which was Crunchyroll. Like, I grew up in Japan. I love anime, you know, and Crunchyroll is like a legend. And when they offered to work with me, I was like, oh my God, this is great. And I was like, don't worry, I can get you a great sponsored video. And it was garbage. I read it badly. The video topic wasn't great. The script wasn't rushed and everything fell apart, right? And I think, like, thankfully, a lot of people have provided insight and experience. Like, a few friends, like YouTube friends, we had a very open discussion about, like, sponsorships and especially the money we got from each of them and how we got better and more better rates and stuff like that. And thankfully, nowadays, when I do sponsorships, it's smoother. And if it's a company that I'm, like, sort of not super keen on, and I don't want to name anybody, where it's just like, oh, I'm not, like, keen on you, but I do use your product and you have a really strict script, I try to make it as jokey as possible by visually or by my tone and stuff like that. Like you can tell with my Raid Shadow Legends one, I was like, "Raid Shadow," you know what I mean? I was like really, really taking the piss.
In for the memes, essentially. Yeah,
always in for the memes, right? and the thing is, like, I think the biggest thing that people kind of think about with sponsorships is that they feel blessed that they're like, "Oh yeah, I got a sponsor now. I feel blessed that they want to work with me, and you know, I'm glad." Nah, bro. If they're not paying you what's worth, say no. You can say no to them, and like
consent
50%.
Is key, everybody.
Consent is Jesus. Yeah, consent is key.
This is true. This is true.
Listen, they won't be able to. Sorry, I can't.
I don't rate you. Anymore.
No, I stopped. hey, right. I stopped. Okay, I stopped saying it. I was like, all right, I can't say. See, you gotta know when to quit, right?
No. All in.
Yeah, and so like, with sponsors are fun because I had this one sponsor recently, and I won't name them because I'm working with them right now. May not be. Who knows? No. Where they came up to me and they're like, "Hey, we'll give you this free product," and I was like, "No money.
Ew.
All right, get out of here." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Okay, we'll give you X amount of money," and I was like, yeah, so what do you want me to do? They're like, okay, make a full review video for this. I'm like, I'm not gonna do that. What are you talking about? And so they're like,
a dedicated video?
Yeah, bro. Dedicated video on their product only. And I was like, yeah, that's cringe, bro. I'm not gonna do that. And they're like, okay. I was like, hey, if you want me to do that, you had to pay me 3 times the X amount you just gave me.
Add some zeros to the end of that number and then we'll talk.
Yeah. And, like, I don't mind giving numbers in private, but obviously, you know, this is a public podcast. Yeah.
I think you should do this kind of video. It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. And so I told him, Ayo, I'm not going to do that, but only for an X amount of price, like triple the amount you've given me. And I'm going to do it my way. And they're like, okay, sure. We'll check on it. And then a week later, they're like, you know what? We just had a chat with the brand and they're very keen on it. I just want to let you know the maximum budget is actually double the previous price. I was like, okay, thanks for letting me know. I don't want to work with you. And then they got back to me 3 days later saying, oh, I just had a chat with him again. We can pay 3 times the budget. And I was like, you garbage, you piece of garbage. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I think that's the entire thing about branding and sponsorships. It's difficult. And a lot of people might say sellout. And, you know, you're like, oh, you did this just for the money. But I think integrity is shown by who you support and who you don't support. Like, if I ever see, like, manscaping from you guys, I'll be like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
What? But let the only hair get the trim. Come on.
You mean to tell us that two dudes in the peak of our hair growing times would need to manscape any in general?
Yeah, yeah. Two dudes in a channel rated PG-13. Yeah, you good?
I never agreed to that rating. Gavin was the one who's like, oh my god, Steven, you can't do that. So like,
how did that come about, like the PG-13 thing?
So we were actually checking our statistics, I think, and we noticed that like there was a huge number of people who were a bit younger. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I can't say half the things I want to say anymore simply because now it's inappropriate.
No, but hear me out. If you start saying those kind of things, you get those the audience will mature.
True, over time, right. Though, but like we're only like 7 months into the thing, so like I can't just start spouting like F words. Like, I don't know, then it's like, because then it'll also makes us look bad as a brand, because then it's like, oh, well, there's like brands would look at us and just be like, oh my god, they're so vulgar. I don't want them representing us. Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. But I think like nowadays YouTube has recently come out with a video saying that you can actually swear in your videos as long as it's not in the first minute and 30 seconds. It should be okay.
A minute and 30 seconds? I thought it was just the 30 seconds.
Yeah, they keep changing the number. I'd probably say minute or minute 30 seconds safe, but as long as you don't obviously use like heavy racial slurs, you're fine.
Yeah, no, that's an entirely different can of worms though.
Yeah.
That's like 30,000 feet over the line.
Yeah, right. And so that's why I'm just saying, like, I understand PG-13 for the branding and stuff, but as long as you're being genuine and you're not, like, cursing up a storm, I think it should be all right, right?
Absolutely.
Like, I think
we are able to keep our vision for the channel and our personalities and who we are in real life pretty true to our, like, PG-13 in quotation marks, because obviously I don't know if you guys watched the Freddy stream, but it was literally Steven every time there's a jump scare, you know,
it's just be like, ah, F.
just fuck.
Exactly. And then people be like, PG-13, it's just a good meme. I think
it's starting to become a little bit of a meme, a little bit.
I think that's really funny. Like, honestly, if you guys had a shirt that just said PG-13 or something, that would be really funny, honestly.
Damn it, now I gotta cut you in 10% on the royalties.
There you go. Nah, I think that's it's a good meme to have, especially because when we were doing the live stream with like PJ, Reagan, Alex, and
them, the Jackbox one.
Yeah, the Jackbox one. Immediately, Reagan and I were competing to see how fast we could break the PG-13, and then she got it. In 4 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like,
is that really winning, or?
Well, I guess not. Yeah. I don't know. It was a fun time. I think she literally asked, like, are we streaming? Oh, okay. Beep! That's like causing up a storm. I guess, like, I'm curious now that you guys have done Actually Steven for a while. Do you actually enjoy streaming? Do you actually like it? Or is it more work than it's worth?
I actually enjoy streaming more than doing videos.
Really?
Because, yeah.
We love live streaming. Like, literally, yeah, on the stream, we're jazzed.
Yeah, because there's a lot more, like, audience interaction, I find. Well, first off, okay, so Steven's going to be nice for, like, 3 seconds and not egotistical, but I do enjoy actually interacting with the audience. Mm-hmm. And with, like, videos, it's like, oh, yeah, you can talk in the comments, but you can only talk to, like, one person every, like, minute or so. And if you have, like 500 comments, that's, like, a solid chunk of your day right there just spent answering, like, comments in just, like, a minute. So right. I think with, like, live streams, you can talk to a larger group of people and just be like, hey, what's up? I'm glad you're here for Steven. Stay for Steven and no one else. Mm-hmm. Get out of here, Gavin. Essentially. Yeah. Yeah, it's also like, yeah, no, but I like Gavin actually talk for a bit. You can talk.
I mean, you said exactly like that. I like the sort of instant interaction we can have with stream. We've actually mm-hmm. tweaked our setup now so that we have like super low latency, so it's near real time.
Jealous.
And it just feels like we're able to really be ourselves instead of having to like format a script and like create this portrayal of who we are. And we can share with like our audience and like really like knife party and our Steve fans. Like just some good times. Come in 2 hours and we're like vibing the whole time.
That's mm-hmm. crazy. Like I definitely gotta get your settings for the latency because I noticed that immediately. I said my comment and like 5 seconds later he's like, oh hey Maz. I'm like, oh what the heck? Crazy. And like when I was streaming, it had a 25-second delay. I was like, are you serious right now? Yeah, so definitely would love your input on that. But no, that's I think that's crazy.
I noticed you do a little more streaming now. Like, how's it going with
your
channel and then with Laddie and then Rushlight?
It's, yeah, Rush definitely is the biggest, like, most consistent stream out of the three of us here.
2 to 3 times a week, baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
On YouTube or Twitch?
On Twitch. I don't want to clog up anything with YouTube.
I feel that.
I want to make people upset. Like, no, like they don't have notifications on and they'll get, like, pinged.
Yeah.
The only streaming I've been doing is on the podcast channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good though.
I think streaming is definitely fun. I actually came from a background of being a streamer. So back when I started the YouTube channel in my first year, when I was like quite small, I actually streamed weekly, every single week. I think with Laddie and Rush back then as well.
I was streaming back then too, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why. So back then everybody was streaming and I definitely was a big fan of it. I would pull off these really elaborate games and events where like some of them would just be, you know, us playing Jackbox. Others would be us playing like Agario and having a tournament with the Get audience and doing like a big old tournament setting. And others would be like, okay, Laddie and I are streaming right now. Let's invade each other and play each other, like try to like take over each other's Discord servers and like we would play games to see who has allegiance over both of us. And I think at the end of that stream we were both tied, but then Laddie busts out her kazoo and started playing kazoo on the stream and all of my fans went over to her. I was like, are you serious right now? Yeah, so really
you needed a shtick.
Yeah, super super strong memories from streaming. But I think the only reason that I don't stream as often nowadays is because, so there was this middle parabola, middle area, like, so when I used to stream was 3 years ago. Within 2 to 1 year ago, because YouTube was trying to push all these new features out, such as premiering and community tabs and stories, and trying to all these push the area out, the word and advice from literally my partner manager was, do not stream. Like, currently as it is, it will damage a channel that's focusing on making videos. If you're a streaming channel primarily, then it's fine, keep going. But if you're if you make content, avoid it. And it's only very recently at the start of this year that my partner manager was like, okay, now definitely stream. Stream more so if you have content that comes infrequently and use it as like a filler almost, instead of making a filler video. And instead of having like, hey guys, I'm just animating on stream, actually making an event. So that's why every month now I have a story time stream in which I tell the stories that I cannot make in my video as a video because of just you know, PG-13 or it being really, really, really cringe. Or just generally that I'll animate, but in like 2 years time, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
those have been super popular and a lot of people have enjoyed it and a lot of memes have come out of it. And I love it. I agree with you. The instant notification and response is funny. The memes that come out are really, really funny. I just find that it gets overwhelming a little bit. Like when you have like thousands of people commenting, it's like, oh, how do I read this? You know, it's like blurring past. So
yeah,
I don't know.
How do you like the like unique advantage of like, because we're a two-man team,
yeah,
we can like divvy up the responsibilities really well. So like I like we can have one of us focusing on the game and then one of us is like reading donos or like, you know,
that's
prompting
so
the
true
chat. So it's really
that's
good that way.
So true. Like I used to always bring like PJ along so she and I could always bounce something, juggle something as I'm reading the comments and juggling stuff. But I actually think I love doing it solo simply because I agree with you. It does like make me do all the work of reading the comments and telling the story and dealing with the technical side of stuff. And it is stressful, but it feels like I'm putting on a one man show a little bit. And I have to be witty and I have to be funny because there's no one else on the screen. Right. And so I like it when pressure is placed on me because I really do well in that, you know?
You like being stressed? No wonder you're a doctor.
I know. Honestly. It's a very recent realization. So Sultan used to always say, like, Maz, you're just a masochist and you're pretending not to be one. And I was like, no, shut up. Shut up, Sultan. And then nowadays I realized that the reason that I managed to do medicine and YouTube at the same time was because I was doing YouTube and medicine at the same time. It felt like every moment had to be seized. And then as soon as I graduated from med, I was like, oh, time is meaningless and my life is meaningless. And I stopped, like, I really stopped making videos as efficiently. And so that's why recently I've started a new channel. I've accepted like 3 sponsorships and all these deadlines. And now I'm like, yes, I'm back at it. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like I'm alive. Yeah, maybe I am a masochist. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I refuse to comment on that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely a sadist and a masochist, all right? I'll betray you. I'll betray everyone, okay? No allegiances.
Put that on the shirt.
I haven't been streaming as much lately, and I think it's mostly because, like, since I'm busy with college, I haven't uploaded in so long, and I just know. As soon as I live stream, everyone's gonna be like, oh, where's your next video, lad? You haven't uploaded in this many months. And I'm like, oh, I know.
People do that to me. People do that to me, man.
Yeah.
You just don't want the backlash?
I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, like, if you enjoy it, then why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Don't let it stop you.
Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, we're all here because we enjoy YouTube to an extent. To an extent. Mm-hmm. Some aspects of YouTube could be tweaked.
Yeah.
You know? But
for
the most part, the general experience of it is great. And, like, yeah, just keep having fun with it. That's pretty much what Hosa told me, by the way. Yeah. Steven, have fun with YouTube. Well, no, you have fun with YouTube. Oh, I can't. I'm in
fun
the military.
In the military. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yay. That's a good impression.
Like, Hosa was here.
It's so funny because, like, unfortunately, I didn't get to meet you, Steven, in VidCon last year because you were there for like one day or some shit. But we caught Hosa during beach day. And man, that guy, a genuinely wholesome dude, like genuinely nice guy.
I know. Crazy. I hate it. It's disgusting. How dare life not make him so jaded that he has read on a fake egotistical personality?
No, I agree with you, man. I almost kicked sand in his face. I was like, come on, host, like, get out of here.
Get angry.
Yeah, get angry. I think, like, what I'm interested in is that obviously Steven, you know, from your previous endeavors and everything, you had a knack for YouTube, you liked being on YouTube. I guess what I was surprised by was how quickly Gavin was incorporated and then quickly how Gavin was part of the branding. Like, did you want to be part of this, Gavin? Like, or did Steven just kidnap you and be like, hey, yo,
remember our deal. You don't get, I don't find you, and you just gotta keep saying the script. Just keep saying the script.
Steven was generous and brought me.
Fantastic. See, you heard it from Gavin right here and now. I'm generous and fantastic.
Gavin, blink twice if you need help.
Blink, blink.
Well, listen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're in a voice chat pocket. We can't even see you blink.
Blink, they're very vocal.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I'd always see Steven doing his recordings in the house. And then, like, I followed Dan Plan for a long time. And seeing Steven succeed was really cool. So when the opportunity came up, I'm on board. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had full faith in Steven to make the jump. And I knew Steven is a funny dude, so I didn't feel like any sense of like worry at all. So,
I knew Steven, you know, I knew Steven, he's a good guy. I was like, yeah, wait, what? I thought you guys were brothers.
Yeah.
We gained a good friendship over the years.
Yeah. So what are the roles that like you kind of had to take over? I imagine that you do, you know, with a business major in the background, you do the more business branding side.
Yeah, he does like a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, and even like showing up for the stream. That is like what he does most, like essentially getting everything ready. Okay, Steven, I've lined up like 30 sponsors. Who do you want? I'm just sitting there like, shucks. Aww. Well, give us the one who's like you like. Aha, gotcha, Steven. I'm gonna take this one.
And Manscaped.
And like, so he does run a lot of like the behind the scenes stuff that like I don't really know too much about. I'm like not very good at it, essentially.
Yeah. That kind of stuff, man, I'm going to be honest with you. That takes like for me, that takes so long. It really does. That's the absolute crux of my time. In fact, the amount of emails that I respond to is like, man, I wish I had a partner. I definitely wish, man. I don't know.
All right, well,
I get you.
Well, I'm willing to rent out Gavin for like a day.
Oh, man.
You know, our rates are really competitive.
Gavin, it's okay. I'll treat you just as badly. No, But I'm glad y'all actually like you know have found your pacing and footing because I noticed that on your actually Steven. Channel, you hired an editor and a thumbnail artist to kind of spit out like the cut out version of the live stream into actual videos. So that's like dope as heck.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've realized, but me and Gavin can't really draw stuff. So in terms of thumbnails, wouldn't be the best. And
but like, how did you find a thumbnail artist?
How do we what? Sorry.
How did you find your thumbnail artist? Because I noticed that it's not just one, right? There's multiple.
Oh yeah,
yeah we
so
have a couple. We have Peño and Pau. But go ahead, Steve.
No. Like so, Pau, I knew from my Dan Plan days. So like, I just hit her up like, "Hey, Pau, you're a cool kid. Can you draw for us?" And she's like, "Wow, yes, I am a cool kid. Oh, you'll draw for us? Thanks. What?" And then just got on board. Easy. For Peño, I think Gavin brought her on.
She
actually,
was like, she was like doing like fan art on Instagram. I'm like, damn, this is like really nice. Like this is like right up our style. Sent her a DM, hey, like, are you comfortable doing thumbnails? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. And then we just went from there.
Nice.
Did she send you a drawing of an actual thumb and a nail?
Yeah.
That's shut up. just like I'm gonna nail you in the head, Russia. Just you wait. Your freaking shining bald head is gonna be a target, all right?
It's a tomato today. It's a peeling tomato, all right?
Gee, oh, yeah. What about the editor? Like, the editor does a pretty decent job. Like, how did you manage to find them?
Michael, he's awesome. He actually just, like, sent us an email. He sent us his portfolio, and we're like, dude, this looks awesome. Are you able to do this stuff? And I sort of gave him a list. We sent him, like, a test file, like, try running this and see how it goes. So he did, like, our goose game for the very first one. It was awesome. We thought it was really funny. And then we just go from there.
Nah, fair enough.
Yeah, a lot of this is, like, and this is for people listening too, I guess, but if it's like people reaching out to us who say like, hey, I don't know if you guys need this right now, but here's my portfolio or here's what I can do. So we take a look at the portfolio, and then from there, when we have a project come up, maybe like we'll always have their name in the back of our mind, and we'll know someone to reach out for like right away. We'll generally have like 2 to 3 people.
Yeah, I think that's actually how I found my first animator. They just like emailed me saying, "Ayo, I'm an animator. You may have seen me in London. Here's my stuff." I was like, great. I was looking for an animator. You're hired. And he's like, huh? What? And so it's like genuinely that. And I think people underestimate the fact that we do look at emails and DMs like a lot of YouTubers do. We don't just have emails and then don't check on them, you know? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. So it's easier to reach out. Like, that's the number one advice give advice to when people start out. It's like, how do you find the community and people to talk to and, you know, react to? I'm like,
talk to people.
Just do it. Yeah. Like, yeah. Reach out. Like,
yeah. All fan art.
Do you think we're like impenetrable? Like, we're on Twitter. Like,
my DMs are open.
Yeah.
Like, one of the first things, that's the first time we met PJ. She just drew like all of our friends just hanging out. And they're like, oh my god, this fan art's amazing. Bad. And they're like, oh, they're an animator. Oh, they're cool. All right, get them in here. And they're like, what? And they're like, get them in here.
Yeah, I was notorious for reaching out. So when I saw PJ's fan art, I just messaged her saying, pantsless, pajamas, talk to me. that was it.
Yeah.
And then she filed a restraining order, so that's great.
And now I have to stay 60 feet away from her all the time.
Yeah. Social distancing. No.
Yeah, social distancing.
But like, is that what you're going to try to maintain in the future as well with your live streams? There, like, you live stream content for both of you, and then you kind of offload that to an editor and thumbnail artist.
We actually do. I do a lot of the editing as well, like Steven and I both.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he handles like the effect. And but we work in like tangent where like I'm storyboarding, and then I send him like a list of like what I think would look good, and then like he does his creative thing, makes it look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just want to like up our live streams and get more content out in general. That'd be like the dream.
Unfortunately, a lot of the live stream equipment are sold out nowadays.
Yeah, so hard to find. I've been shopping for a mic for 2 months. I cannot find the freaking mic I want. I just ordered it. I paid an extra.
Which one did you get?
$200. I got the Blue Yeti.
Yeah.
Right. Classic. Whoa. Yeah. Classic gamer mic.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm trying to buy a Go XLR. Can't find them.
Dang.
Like, what do?
Go XLR for a Blue Yeti?
Yeah. I just don't want to have to do all the little things anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just lazy.
No, I get you. I was like, wait, Blue Yeti is like USB mic. You can
run it to the Go XLR.
Yeah. I think that's so funny. That's really, really funny. The Go XLR probably costs more than
that. Oh, it does. But eventually we will upgrade and get like something further.
Like a Shure SM7B. Yeah.
No, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
Wow. You guys are big time YouTubers. Us.
Well, actually, like,
we're just starting out.
What, like, do you make money from streaming?
Yeah.
Like, is that the revenue that you guys are primarily based on, like super chatting and stuff?
Yeah, we're so dependent on like our YouTube members, especially our live streams, that it eclipses our ad revenue 100%. Yeah, the sponsorships are nice, but we don't want to like take too many where it degrades the content, or like it seems like we're taking on just anyone who says it. We really just try to focus on sponsorships that we actually like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we were really reliant on our audience and to like help make it possible to do actually, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I think that's a smart way of going about it, because you want to seem like you have creative integrity without doing everything. Like, ayo, like, this is another VPN company.
I thought you did
NordVPN. It's like, no, this is another one. Don't worry, they're both good, you know? Like,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you.
So yeah, even though we don't have like exclusivity contracts or anything, like we won't be taking on another VPN unless like there's something significantly better about it than our past deals.
Like an extra zero.
What? Yeah, I know, right? What I love most about this VPN is the extra zero they offer.
<That's right.
laughs> Did you find growing this kind of actually Steven channel difficult to do?
Definitely. Like, YouTube does not seem to have it does not favor live streamers. If you want to watch videos and you put out good videos every like month or so, then yes, YouTube will be a fantastic career for you. But if you're a live streamer, honestly, it's kind of hard to get noticed. The biggest problem is the fact that you don't see a going live anywhere. Like, you don't see live streamers on the recommended at all, unless it's like a past live stream. So getting recognized on YouTube is substantially harder than I would say even like Facebook.
So like, when you say getting going live, what do you mean by that? As in, you don't see like this stream is going to go live in an hour or something like that?
Not unless you're subscribed. Like, my recommendations like don't really have too many people who are live streaming currently.
I see what you're saying. You're right. Yeah.
Like new people.
Yeah. So it doesn't reach as many people unless you go to the live chat and then look up what game you want to do or like what you want to see. So it's like,
I don't know if you guys ever even like clicked on the YouTube Live now or YouTube Gaming. It's it's really hard to navigate and find.
It is such a cluster of everything. Like it's just if you're live, you get put here and you have to scroll all the way down on like the sidebar just to find live. So it's like
the live control room and everything. And do you find that sometimes like in the live control room there's like a little section called like where you can check super chats? That section always breaks for me. Like midstream.
Oh, we don't use that.
Yeah, we no longer use that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, we thankfully have like Streamlabs running, so we found that really helpful.
Beautiful. Yes, so, that's exactly what I moved on to. Streamlabs is so much better. Streamlabs OBS, best thing ever.
Hell yeah.
We use normal OBS.
Bro, get rid of that stuff, bro. Yeah. Get rid of that.
We'll think about it. We're transitioning, I think.
No, Streamlabs OBS is literally the exact same settings and the as OBS normal. It just has Streamlabs on top of it. It's so easy to use.
You can also have like extensions that do more stuff.
Yeah, I definitely have used it.
Streamlabs or what?
Yeah, no,
sponsorship.
I use Streamlabs all the time, and I definitely use normal OBS for the longest time. And I was like, I don't want to move to Streamlabs OBS. And then when I realized it was literally the exact same settings with the same menu and UI, except now there's another tab that you can drag widgets on the screen and it automatically adds it. It's just like brain blowingly easy, you know? It's crazy. Like I managed to make like a charity drive for the.
Oh, we saw
stuff.
That. I popped into that.
Yeah,
we
saw that. And that was literally two clicks. It was so easy to do. I was like, all right, awesome. Real easy.
I wanted to do a charity last year. I just didn't really know how, so I was just like, I don't know how.
Yeah, so if you head on over to streamlabs.com/voice, no, I'm kidding. We're not sponsored.
Yeah, we did a charity stream recently too. That was a lot of fun. We did for Raft, and we did it for the Bail Project. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. We did it through YouTube, which was nice.
Yeah. Oh, like the fundraiser. Yeah. Okay. Like the fundraising option, right? Where you can kind of
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. That stuff.
Does,
like, I'm gonna try.
Does YouTube have a raid button like how Twitch has like people that raid people like new channels or no?
No, they actually
don't. Oh, that's YouTube. That sucks.
They have no gift subs. They have no hype train. They have no.
There's no like
hosting.
Community
no hosting, man.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I want to link up with streamers. Like, dude, Twitch has multi-stream now, which is like what I wanted for so long. You know, like.
Yeah.
So the onus is on the YouTube streamer themselves to create their own like really tight-knit community because. The tools that Twitch offers are not quite there, or like are not the same on YouTube, so like you gotta put a little more like work in.
Yeah. Well, I guess then that brings the next kind of question is why YouTube then? Why not Twitch or Mixer?
Yeah. Okay. So that mostly has to do with me. Like, first off, pretty much everyone knows me from YouTube. So, whenever you switch platforms, you lose a large percentage of the actual audience who watches you. Like, if you stream on Twitch and then switch to YouTube, say you have 5,000 people on Twitch, you'll get probably 100, 500 maybe, who actually go to YouTube because it's like, well, I watch stuff on Twitch. I found you on Twitch. Why am I watching YouTube all of a sudden? So like, I think that switch is definitely like a bad thing. So in my case, people know me from Danplan on YouTube. So when I decided to like start live streaming, it was because like, well, like people know me on YouTube. So like, hey, let's stream with Hosa and Gavin for like a couple weeks and see how that goes. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good. Like I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stuck with it because it's like, why switch now?
Yeah.
Now we're committed. Now we're committed.
Committed full-time streamers.
We put a ring on it.
You put a ring on YouTube?
Susan's married. Wait a minute.
I thought you were with me. Come on.
Well, I mean, like, she's definitely fucking creators. Veto. Veto if that's like probably really offensive to like YouTube. I don't know if you guys like crap near your water bowl or something like that. But
don't mind.
Keep it, you can keep it in if you want, but you can also veto it if that's like highly offensive to like
No. I personally don't mind. Laddie Rush, what do you think?
Go. I don't care, but
okay.
Yeah, I don't
care. Call and post. Like, don't worry about it now.
Oh no, you just said something so inaccurate. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Our overlord is great.
the views of the channel do not reflect those views of the guests.
Yeah. I love Susie. She's my favorite.
The overlord comment had me car Susie. Stream.
Yeah.
I was like, hey Google, subscribe to Ashley Steven. And I went through all of them, like, hey Siri, and so on and so forth. Actually, like, worked like a charm.
Dude, so I heard Jeff Bezos actually subscribed to Ashley Steven. Jeff Bezos just did it right now.
Yo, Jeffy, come give me some money.
Yeah, yo, Jeff, give me some. Yo, Jeff, debt me up.
I feel like Jeff would not be the type to, like, to dap anybody. Like, I think he thinks, I don't think he'd be the type.
He'd be the type to dap you up if you had like $1 trillion, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, you're one of me, all right. And he'd dap you up, you know?
Cool gobble.
Peasants.
Yeah, us peasants, he'd be like, the time it would take for him to reach out his hand, he would make more money than we would ever make in our life, you know what I mean? Like,
agreed. Eat the rich.
He's like so, so rich. I would have beat him up. No, I could, that's a joke, Alexa. That's a joke.
Alexa, that's a joke.
What did you say? Oh, Alexa, please. No.
you have a thing for Alexa, don't you?
Listen, I, we've gone through a long, dangerous path, okay?
Nice. All right, I have a story. I have a crazy story, guys.
Uh-oh.
Oh?
All right, you know how we live streamed today? It's not the actual crazy story, but it's the actual thing that happened today.
What's up?
Yeah.
I thought, like, we did the live stream today, podcast for our boys, and I was like, this is my day. I'm not going to do it. Nothing exciting is going to happen today. Mm-hmm. I went to Wendy's with my grandma. Hey, getting food.
God. Was this after the live stream or before the live stream?
This is after the live stream. I went to get Wendy's and stuff.
Yeah.
And so we got me and my grandma going. I'm driving and stuff, and I give the money. And I was like, all right, thank you for the thing. I pull up to the next window. The girl's like, hey, my sister thinks you're cute. I'm like, I hear like them bickering. He's like, go say hi to him. Go say hi. And she's like, no, I don't want to embarrass him. I'm like, ooh. And so I never saw her. But it made me feel good. And maybe I'll get a free Frosty next time. So,
Rush.
A date for my
brother thinks you're really cute.
Yeah. Oh.
Stephen.
Rush Summer.
I hate that.
Can you give him free Frosties, though?
Yeah, free Frosties, though. Yeah, that's the only way I'll date you.
Laddie, shh.
Listen, can't say that.
The cynic in me is immediately like, I bet that they do that so that they can trap more customers into Wendy's. You know what I mean?
No. I still like Wendy's. But
I thought you were going to tell me that you went to the Wendy's that caught on fire or something.
Oh, yeah.
I was so prepared.
And then I lit it on fire.
And walked away.
She wasn't my type, and she didn't give me a free frosty. So, fuck her.
I torched it to the ground.
I turned it down.
The only girl for me is Wendy.
I told her, stay away from me, you ugly bye.
Wow. Wait, Rush, why did you go to Wendy's? Wendy's is objectively bottom tier fast food.
What?
Wendy's is bottom tier. Only thing
No.
Bottom tier, okay, bottom tier. Subway, Burger King. Are bottom, like true shit.
What's your top tier?
Oh my god.
Top tier, McDonald's.
What the
my
hell?
God.
Yeah, get McDonald's out of here.
I disowned my brother. He is not my brother anymore.
Okay,
sorry, A&W, Gavin.
Come back out of nowhere. A&W, really strong. Top tier.
Yeah, A&W's okay, fair point. A&W's good.
Those are my S-tier.
A&W's good. You guys but think? McDonald's?
Yeah, that's like. McDonald's?
If I was a billionaire, I say this all the time. My chat knows this. If I was a billionaire, I would still eat McDonald's every day.
If you were the president, would you eat McDonald's? If you were the president, right. Would you eat McDonald's?
Damn right.
You have terrible taste, bro.
Oh my god.
Sorry, wait. Maz, you might be confused. This is Maccas I'm talking about.
Yeah. Maccas. Yeah. No. It's still shit, Gavin. Like, what do you mean?
Best fries, like, best value menu. So like
best fries. I won't deny on the fries. The fries of Mac is legendary, fries are delicious. And I think it definitely.
The burgers and chicken are poopy compared to Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
What do you mean? A McDouble?
I want that meat.
For $2 Canadian, I can have a burger and I can get two of them and I'm so full.
Just because you're poor.
Yeah, the value doesn't, like, we're not talking about value. We're talking about the quality of the actual food.
Fast food quality is inherently tied to value because fast food, you're eating it because it's cheap and quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, so that's what we're saying.
Consider value.
No, you, but then you can put kind of guys in there. You kind of don't, though, because of the fact that the entire category is fast food. So, therefore, value of quality of fast food, it's all mitigated. It's fine. So, therefore, the comparison has to be the difference of the quality.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so then... At Wendy's, I don't mind.
A Subway for a dollar does not inherently make it now S tier for me. It still tastes like garbage, right?
So then what about... So, is there, like, a... cost to taste ratio that you like are looking for, or is it just like overall the quality,
speed to make it ratio?
I agree with you a little bit, because if I was to make my own point, like, would I eat an A&W for $30? Ooh, no, you know. But at least but the quality of the A&W still, though, the food wise still tastes good, you know what I mean? Yep.
Once a month kind of food, or like once in a while.
Yeah, like objectively quality, only quality wise, like A&W, top tier. I will totally agree with that.
How do you guys feel about Carl's Jr.?
Never had it.
Hard to find it in Canada.
Yeah.
It's had its really good moments
in our entire province.
And then it's had its really like gross moments, and I'm like, oh, I don't like risking it, so I don't go there anymore.
Yeah,
you know what? What are your scam
I pulled with Carl's Jr.?
Make my burger really soggy sometimes, and I'm like, ew, it's gross. Yeah.
Did Gavin say something about scab? Who said scab?
Sorry, yeah, I scammed Carl's Jr. real good.
What?
How?
Yeah. So basically, they ran this promo to launch a new burger in Canada where, like, hey, name your burger, make it exactly how you want, and we'll get it to you for any price you want to pay. So what you do is you click on the link, it sends you to an Etsy store where, like, you'd fill in an Etsy order of a Carl's Jr. burger, right? And then presumably you get a coupon. So I'm like, oh, dude, these guys are idiots. So I go there. I'm like, I would like four patties. I would want bacon. I want this. Like, I loaded these burgers, and then I made like multiple of these. I sold 10. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wait to see what happens. Anyways, they canceled all my orders, but like a couple of them got through, and they sent me gift cards in the mail. So I got like stacks of Carl's Jr. gift card now.
What?
That I paid like $1 for. So I got like 10x return. Mogul moves. Whoa. Money moves.
Damn. That's a good scam. Yo, right? You can finally use it at like the two locations they have in the entire province.
I have to travel an hour to my nearest Carl's Jr.
You know what I think is overrated? In-N-Out.
I've never had In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Their fries are really but I
their
really
fries
like
are terrible, dude.
I don't like their fries.
No, their fries
but
are terrible.
But I liked the burger I got. It was pretty all right.
I'm limited because, you know, as a Muslim dude, I can't eat much. I couldn't have the burger, but I can tell you their fries,
Yeah. So then in terms of like fry rankings, where is everyone thinking? Like
McDonald's Mac is S. Mac is S. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Arby's curly fries, bro. You kidding
Arby's
me?
Curly fries.
No, we didn't say curly fries. We said regular fries. Curly fries is entirely different.
Yeah, because then we include all fries, Cajun fries from Five Guys.
Right.
I've never been to most of those places. <That's good.
laughs> How dare you be so healthy, laddie?
Yeah.
So I'll talk about it.
So it's weird because you guys have Burger King in America and Canada, but in Australia, because Burger King was already copyrighted when they came here, they changed the name to Hungry Jack's.
Okay.
And they changed the branding of Hungry Jack's here. Instead of it being like, yo, we're the king of burgers, they changed it to, hey, yo, what's up? We're Australian and we're Hungry Jack's. You know? And it's like, I don't know, something about that branding actually worked, because now Hungry Jack's has a legendary status in Australia. Like, when I used to live in a country town in rural Queensland, basically what everybody kept asking for was, please let us make a Hungry Jack's here. We want a Hungry Jack's to come here. Like, that's the one thing they really wanted. Hungry Jack's. Whoa. Yeah, it's crazy. Mm. And wow. It tastes pretty good, man. I'm not gonna lie. Or in Australia at least, Hungry Jack's fries are on the same tier as McDonald's. Dang. And that's like a, I know,
that's
dude.
That's pretty decent.
Send me a photo next time you go. Canada. I want to see this. I'll send you a photo of what Burger King fries look like.
Yeah. But you get a free Burger King crumb when you go in. Come on.
Also, you guys probably, I don't know if you guys have this, but Nando's fries, S tier. S tier, dude. What's Nando's that? Fries. Nando's?
Yeah.
I think it's just an Australian thing.
No, it's British and Australia. British and Canadian as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like it's like really, really well made chicken, super, super like succulent, and the fries they add succulent. This peri peri Portuguese like salt on it, so good, so good, yeah.
But I think that's a different category. I think we're getting too far out of it. That's fast casual to me.
Yeah,
Nando's is fast casual.
Yeah, that's closer to Chipotle to me.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, I actually, you know what? I'm gonna concede. You're right. I'm gonna concede Thank that.
You. I've really spent a long time thinking about this. I'm not prepared for this discussion.
He's up late at night just thinking.
Because sometimes you do want like just trashy food. Like I agree with like I McDonald's
so
is one of those foods
on McDonald's.
No, because Gavin, you said like if you're a billionaire, you'll still have Maccas. I only get Maccas a year, like a yearly thing. Nowadays, it's a bit more frequent because it's just nearby. But if I had all the money, that Maccas urge though, that fry urge though, it would still be there, you know. Yeah. If y'all don't have McDonald's rewards, dude, that they give you free fries like on a daily basis, man. That's so bad for my health. It's so crazy.
Wait, free fries? All we get is like those free coffees up in Canada.
No, Steven, you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
Get free diabetes in America.
Okay, it's been so long since I've actually had McDonald's. Yeah, free diabetes.
Healthcare workers get
it's not free.
Free
coffee. It's not free.
I wouldn't get one
diabetes. Yeah, it's not free. You pay for it. You pay for them to give you diabetes.
Well, imagine not having universal health care.
Can't relate. Can't relate.
No. Like, at least our larges are like bigger than our heads. All right.
You know why it's bigger? They want to kill you, bro. That's why, bro. James asked me one day. He's like, "Are you ever gonna move to America to hang out?" I was like, "Honestly, I would, but if I had to work in your healthcare, I'll kill myself, man. There's no way I'm gonna do that." So bad. American healthcare be like, "Here's $1 million for your treatment."
Oh yeah, Corona guy.
Oh yeah,
that one dude. Wow, this is topical.
I know. Like, it's like
my God, it's like, the one universal constant is USA healthcare.
No, dude, I'm actually terrified with the USA and how they're handling Corona. They are not handling Corona at all.
Money, man. We just love money. Everything has to be a business, and if you stop doing the business, we open it up.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how's Canada coping? I actually don't know anything about how Canada's handling Corona.
Oh, we're about to lift our restrictions. We should be finished up in the next 16 days.
Yeah, crazy. Like, there's very few cases. Yeah. I think we're still we're definitely under 300 or 500. I know that for a fact. Because, like, it's only in a few provinces. Okay. Yeah, I don't know numbers
either. I've already gone to eat at a restaurant.
Yeah. Same, twice.
Australia is similar. Australia's only had 100 deaths. So it's like,
I need to move
only
out
100.
Of here.
America's like, yo, y'all have 100? We have 100K?
Yeah, oh my God.
We gotta be number one in every
USA. USA.
Yeah.
We're always number one, bitches.
That's actually so funny. Bitch, it does. Well, I don't know. You live in that country. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Gotta leave. Listen,
maybe we're just populator. Do some population control. You don't know.
Yo.
Oh yeah.
Population. Yeah. Well, we're getting dangerously close to eugenics here, Rush. I know about that.
Yeah. No. When I finally got my haircut, I was actually like so jazzed. I forgot what I looked like.
Oh, man, you got a haircut?
You don't have a mirror in your house?
You can probably like, cut your own hair, but I think like thankfully because of Corona, it's made me realize that I've got curly hair, and I think I might keep it. I might keep the curly hair.
I think you should. But
yeah, I definitely haven't had a haircut since we have. Hmm? Yeah, Rush, tell me about yourself.
Yeah, tell me about your Corona cut.
So
I just shave it every week, man. It's easy. It's 1, 2, 3. I'm bald. It's a thing.
That's a good way to keep your hair, actually.
Ponytail now. Yeah. Oh, it's so long.
But like for me, I haven't got a haircut. Even though like they've lifted restrictions, I haven't got a haircut simply because like, is it worth it? Nah, I don't care. I'm not gonna see anyone for a while. So like,
no. It's totally worth it. The girls get to rub your head with shampoo.
Why do they rub your bald head with shampoo? Huh?
No, wait. You're going to go to like a Fantastic Sands or whatever, and they're like, all right, we got to wash your hair. And they wash your hair.
What the hell's
a
Fantastic Sands?
It's like a chain company.
When they cut your hair and they wash it, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
When they cut and wash your hair. Like you're taking a shower and then...
Yeah. Oh my god, Rush, you feel so good in my head. Oh, thank you, Rush, I know.
So stupid.
I go to like a barbershop of like they're all Iraqi dudes. They don't really speak, they mostly don't speak English. You know, and I've been going to them for years. I just sit down, like, yeah, same as usual, in and out.
Yeah.
That's been my last 6 years of haircuts.
Yeah. So wait, but then.
I don't know where you get this pampering from.
Wait, Rush. Dude. So, do you use shampoo or do you just put like soap on your head? Like, I'm That's actually curious. Question. Like, how do you clean?
Do I use body wash head? Or do I use shampoo? Good question. Man.
Yeah.
So what I do, I take a little like a little tiny. I don't even need that much shampoo. I just need a little bit. Put on my armpits, maybe a little bit on my head if I have little hairs, and then you know any other area that needs shampooed.
Okay, just good to know in case like I ever do decide to cut off my luscious head.
Yeah,
just shower with Rush.
Cut off your head?
Cut off your head? In case I ever want to cut my hair. What?
You said luscious head.
Get the guillotine ready. Get it
over. Get it ready.
I'm ready to go.
Quarantine's over.
Dude, when you're live streaming, it's like, if I get 1,000 subscribers, I'm gonna guillotine.
He's making
like
massive alt accounts.
Yeah. Like totally not clickbait.
That's
at
like a
3
Black
a.m.
Mirror.
I almost died.
Yeah,
gone
I know, right?
Sexual.
I want to do a 24-hour live stream, bro.
No, that's so painful.
This is a new reveal. I want to do a 24-hour live stream, Steve. And I want to
yeah,
be wearing a
Gavin's going to do a 24-hour live stream.
He'll come over to my house. We'll do a live stream. It will be awful.
I think that's what James wanted to do for his 24th birthday. He had a birthday live stream and he was like, Maz, I want to do a 24-hour live stream for my 24th birthday. But then...
And then he didn't.
But yeah, because then he realized the idea of him streaming the entirety of his birthday was bad, you know? So it's like...
yeah. Bad for his public image.
Exactly.
Mm.
Awesome. I think we might wrap up the podcast soon.
Uh-huh.
But before we do, I kind of want to give you guys the platform to say what any future plans or product do you guys want to, you know, showcase off or.
What was yours, Steven?
I don't think we have any.
No, you don't waste the plug, bro. This is what we've. This is what
you
we
got 5 seconds.
Wait, I'm so confused. Okay, wait, what?
Yeah, anything you want to plug? Any future things you want to, you know, you want to,
yeah,
do you want
to
take
shout
the stage?
Out to Rushlight.
He just shouts somebody else out.
-3 really got me through a lot of stress.
No, stop.
Gavin, I'm so confused. Gavin,
okay, okay.
Go. I honestly,
okay,
would
okay.
Go. I'm confused.
Thank you so much for having us on. Laddie, Rushlight, Maz, thank you so much. We do live streams on our YouTube channel. We do them Saturdays 2 o'clock p.m. PST and then Tuesdays 6:30 p.m. PST for like long format stuff. Come in. Come have a good time. It's just good vibes, big crowds. Lots of really, really active and fun chat.
Yay.
Easy peasy.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So thanks for coming on, guys. And thanks to everybody for listening in, especially the patrons and channel Woo! Members. Y'all can listen to this earlier as well as just, you know, engage with us in our live streams as well. All right.
Yeah.
Later, everybody.
Steven.
And logging off now.